UNC Charlotte's Chancellor Philip Dubois repeatedly said his team was going to win its first game 49-0, but I'm not sure that was the general expectation. UNCC junior Jesse Starnes said students were just happy to have a team.
No one's really necessarily focused on us winning. We're just ready to take a snap. We're just ready to freaking play. I'm super excited. And it's going to be awesome.
Starnes was tailgating with dozens of other students and alums in a campus parking lot. Her father, Brian Starnes, a 1987 alum, organized it.
We brought a satellite TV, a few adult beverages, food, tables, low country bowl, cornhole, three tents, about 40 chairs, and carpet. So we brought with us 24 people. It seems to have grown to about 60.
This crowd was ready for some football. Kenny Young may have traveled the farthest.
I came in from Seattle, class of 1996.
Just to see the game.
Football, baby. We've waited for this for years.
16,600 people filled Jerry Richardson Stadium. That's 1,000 more than there are seats for. The opening kickoff. A touchback by kicker Blake Brewer. Then, on the third play of the game, Campbell quarterback Brian Hudson dropped back.
And now the first pass is intercepted on the far sideline, picked off, and it'll be in for a touchdown. Are you kidding me?
The team's most experienced player, grad student Mark Hogan, picked off the first pass of the game and the first pass thrown in a game in the school's history. After the extra point, the 49ers lead by 7, less than a minute into the game. The Niners' defense quickly forces a punt on the next series, and the offense takes the field for the first time. Redshirt freshman quarterback Matt Johnson leads a 10-play, 66-yard drive and caps it with a 1-yard touchdown to receiver Justin Bullis. While that's happening, no one, especially not Campbell, realizes the 49ers quickly run the ball in for a 2-point conversion instead of kicking the standard extra point. 15-0, 49ers. And from there, the team just rolls. At that point, Matt Johnson has completed all 8 of his passes for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns. His offensive line is routinely giving him 5 or 6 seconds to throw the ball. By the half, it's 35-7. After another 10 points at the beginning of the third quarter, Coach Brad Lambert has his backup players finish the game.
Gatorade bath coming for Coach Lambert. He gets doused with the green Gatorade, and that's going to put a bow on this one.
Students hop over the sideline fence and rush the field, but no one seems to mind. 49ers! Emily Simon and Seth McCree were two of the exuberant students.
52-7. You can't really beat that. But...
No. I expected it to be good, but I didn't expect it to be that good. That was more than I imagined right there.
Yeah, both defense and offense.
Don't expect this dominance every week. Campbell is a non-scholarship team that's rebuilding. Still, Coach Brad Lambert was pleased after the game.
You only get one chance to start on this deal, and we wanted to start right, and felt like it went right today.
Next week, the 49ers play at home against the Chowan University Hawks. That'll be a Saturday noon game for the second time. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.